We're going to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 again. Continue on. First Corinthians chapter 13, and I want to begin reading in verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even all, as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now, as I said last week, we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and that word defined is a portion. There's a portion we have been given knowledge of as a believer. And we know this portion. Not as the world thinks. Not as the world understands. Not as the world believes. God has given to his people life, faith, love, and knowledge. And we are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we don't get any more saved, as the word is used, but we are to grow in grace and in knowledge. I started out going on 30 years ago, I guess now, 32 years ago. I didn't know much. I was born and raised Catholic. And in Catholicism, arguments to the contrary, as far as religion is concerned, ignorance is okay. They don't want you asking too many questions. Not about this book. Even the book they use has got the truth of God in it. Now, there's some things that are changed that I disagree with, but it's okay. The truth is in there. And that's why they don't want you reading it. But I started out pretty ignorant. I mean, I knew the Trinity. And I come to find out the Trinity was real. But I also came to find out that big guy they put up on the big cross in the back of the church, he wasn't there anymore. He did die on the cross. But he's not on the cross now. And I come to find out a lot of things. And a lot of things about Catholicism I didn't know. But my knowledge has grown from being taught in the Word by preachers and from reading and studying the Word myself. And we are to do that. We are to listen when people preach the truth. And you can learn a little bit when people preach error. Because his spirit bearing witness with our spirit that these things be so. Sometimes his spirit bears witness with our spirits that these things aren't so. The place where I started out with Walter, New Zion, I got more blessing out of the scriptures the guy quoted than I did out of what he said about them. Because the scripture is always true. What he said about them wasn't always true. But then we come, I kind of bounced over this last week, verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Make no mistake about it, that which is perfect is coming. And for Paul to have written this way, it hadn't come then. And I'll tell you right now, it hasn't come yet. That which is perfect has not come. Because we know in part still to this day, a portion. Perfect meaning complete. That which is perfect is not here yet. But he is coming. We are complete in him, but there is more to come. That which is perfect had not come. That which is perfect has not come, but that which is perfect is still coming. This life that I now live in the flesh is not all there is, even though I live by the faith of God, the faith of the Son of God. This is not all. As I said, we do grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are to. But this salvation is not yet complete, even though we are saved. We're not getting more saved, but there is more to come to this salvation.
Amen.
Peter wrote it this way. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Amen.
There's more coming. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We have been promised an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it will not fade away. That is coming. It's not here yet. What was it Paul said? If in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable. And the reason we're the most miserable is because we're the only ones that knows what's going on. We're the only ones that know this universe is corrupt.
Yeah.
It's cursed. And I am not against the ecology, and I'm not against people trying to preserve things. But you're not going to make the earth the Garden of Eden. It's not going to happen. This earth is cursed. My flesh is cursed. My flesh is my flesh, and it never will be anything else until that which is perfect is come. We are saved now, but our salvation is not complete. This is not all. There is more coming. And when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. Christ Jesus is coming. And the redemption of our body is coming. because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We know, but one day we're going to know better. When he comes for his church, his bride, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal will put on immortality. This corruption will put on incorruption. When? It'll happen when that which is perfect is come for us. And our inheritance is incorruptible, it is undefiled, and it will never fade away. Amen. Believers have been promised perfection in Christ. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We will be conformed to the image of his Son. That's going to happen. But that which is perfect has not come yet. But it's coming. He's coming. And right now, what we have is what he has given us. Life, faith, love. That's what we have now. We have it in earthen vessels. But we do have it. And there is joy unspeakable. There is glory in knowing Christ and the Father. We have this in earthen vessels. But he gave it to us. Completeness is coming to every son and daughter of God. And I spoke last week about when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. I know more than I used to know. I know more than I used to know. I know more about him who loved us and gave himself for us. And I know way too much, seems like some days, of my failures, my faults. Mason, I never knew before that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I never knew that. But Lord, I know it now. I don't know it well as he does, but I know it bad enough as far as I'm concerned. I didn't know that when I would do good, there's evil present in me. I know more than I used to know. I'm not more saved and I'm not more sanctified, set apart, than I was at one time. Grace has not gotten better, but I know more about it. I have more knowledge of Christ, his will, and his work. By his grace, I'm not a child anymore, as Walter's been talking. I have received the adoption of sons. And I'm going to tell you something I never thought I would say out loud. I want to be an adult. I never thought I'd want that. I love the sincere milk of his word. But I crave some meat. I want to take into myself the meat of the word of God. I don't understand everything, but I want to know more. And if you want more, God will give you more. That's scripture. If any of you ask, lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And I didn't write down the first couple of verses of that. That's James 1. The first couple of verses is that this takes time, patience, and tribulation. Who was it? Tim James said he didn't want patience because he had to go through tribulation to get patience. You're going to go through tribulation anyway.
Amen.
I hope you get something out of it. Because tribulation does work in patience. I see things now happening to people who are younger than I am, and I feel bad for them, but I also feel good for them. Because I've been there. I've been there. Now, I haven't been through everything, and I don't want to go through anything. But I have learned over the years that all things do work together for good to them that love God. There's a song I've been running in my head, and I know the song's actually correct. It's just basically from the Old English, and it's talking about the flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. Well, I like to put in there when I'm saying it to myself, the flame shall not harm thee. Okay? Because it does hurt. Tribulation hurts.
Amen.
Chastisement is grievous. But afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And you'll get some more knowledge along the way. But some days it's not fun. It can be joyous and grievous at the same time. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and he'll give it to you in his good time. I don't think I have enough knowledge or wisdom. I don't think I ever will. Except that he's promised it to me. But this knowledge does not come as a thunderclap. It does not come as a voice from the heavens. It does not come through dreams or visions. It comes through the word which he has given us. I had a dream last night about this place, only it wasn't quite this place. And something was wrong. I was sitting right there, and I thought I was supposed to be preaching, but I wasn't preaching, and I was worried. And I started fretting, and David got up to lead singing, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom, service was over, and I missed it. And I was happy and sad at the same time. So I went to the bathroom before services this morning. I still have a tube in my kidneys and I'm on fluid pills.
Now I know why you had
the
drink.
There you go. That might be. Yeah, that's why I woke up and that's where I went this morning. He gives his knowledge. He's gave us his knowledge right here in black and white. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here for the world to understand, but they don't.
Amen.
And they don't because they won't. And they won't because they don't. And they can't. But he will give. If you want to know. Most people don't want to know. He gave us this word for our edification and for our comfort. The more I know of Christ, the more comfort I have.
Amen.
The more I think of him, the more comfort I have. Because I'm not thinking of myself. My comfort comes from him and his promises. It's not that I put away the milk, but I want to know more than the foundation. The foundation's good. The foundation's strong. And you have to have the foundation.
Sure. Right.
Before any house gets built, you got to have a foundation. Otherwise, the storm will knock it down.
Yeah.
It takes time because of our shortcomings, our disabilities, and our lack of ability. But I want to be built up upon that foundation. Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to be a house that stands against the storm.
Yeah.
I can put away a lot of childish things. And a lot of people do put away a lot of childish things. But without him, I have nothing.
Amen.
There is nothing without Christ. He is the foundation. There are those who come and believe very quickly when the sower sowed. But when tribulation comes, problems come. Gone. That fast, that quick, goodbye. They received it with joy. And psh, gone. Why? They have no root. They have no root in that stony ground. They have no foundation. They have no Christ. And that's the way it goes. Spring up quick and run away quick. Sometimes they run away even faster than they spring up. Okay. Darn it. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. That's a promise. For now we see through a glass darkly. There's lots of eyes out there, but only believers see. There are people who are physically blind. Their eyes don't work, or their eyes work, but the nerves don't run to the brain. But there are far, 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 far more that are spiritually blind, but not the regenerated, converted child of God. Believers see, but now we see. Paul's writing, not just himself, we see. It's not just something for apostles. It's for every believer to see. Yes, it's through a glass. Yes, it's through a dark glass. But the glass is dark. It is not opaque. We can see. We have been given sight. Eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that actually understands. All of that comes from God. And all of it is given to His child in His good time, at His good pleasure. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. They've been given eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And the natural man has been given none of that. Because the natural man cannot understand the things of God. They're foolishness to him. They are spiritually discerned. And they have, the natural man has not the Spirit of God. Because if he had the Spirit of God, he wouldn't be the natural man. Paul said this, we see through a glass darkly. We see. The unbelievable gift, Mason, that stuff I can see now. Even my faults, my failures, this flesh, it's a blessing from God to be able to see that.
Yes, it is. That's exactly right.
Earl used to talk about the law work. And the law work is what I call a doozy. Because there comes a time when you are miserable. Because you are seeing things you never saw before about yourself. And I told somebody about that, and they rejoiced, and I was even more miserable. Because somehow my feeling miserable made them happy. Now I understand. Then I didn't. Then I got mad. It didn't make me any less miserable, but I did. I got mad. Why are you so dang happy and not make me feel better? They couldn't. But Christ did. But when you feel your own unworthiness, your own sinfulness, just to the tip of the iceberg that we can feel it, He can see it, but we can only feel just a little bit of it, it makes you miserable. And He will back you into that corner to where you have nowhere else to go but to Him.
Yeah.
And you'll go to Him. You will call upon the name of the Lord. Because you will know the name of the Lord. It'll be revealed to you in this Word. From a preacher, from a friend, from a person, or from reading. Generally, there's people involved because He's chosen it that way. By the foolishness of preaching. To save them that believe. The foolishness of preaching. Preaching has never saved anybody who doesn't believe. Only those that already believe. Because you're proclaiming the word, and only those whom God has given eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand will get it. They'll find out who you're talking about. Because He will reveal it to them. Now I'm going to stop right there because it's time. We see through a glass darkly, but we see. The world doesn't see. You don't even see the glass. Much less see through it. The only thing they can see is what comes out of their own imagination. And that's how they see this book, the Word of God, the Christ of God, the Son of God, the Lord of glory. The world sees Him through their own imagination. But we have been given revelation by God, through Christ, through His Spirit, to somewhat, in part, a portion, see Him as He is. And there's more coming. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time and this place. But most of all, thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, who did die on a cross, who did obtain eternal redemption for us, and is now making that redemption known unto us through His Word. Thank You. In His name we pray. Amen.